Station, 96.9 FM, live and local. Feeling good after that. KVOE live and local, 731, 57 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Friday Newsmakers, courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 11th of October, 57 degrees on our way to 89 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jackie Wellnitz and Carolee Conway in to talk about the Emporia Rotary Club Grocery Grab 2024. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Carolee, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Very excited to be here.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us today. Jackie, we're not that far away from Grocery Grab. It seems like it's a bit in the distance, but that distance is going to close in pretty quickly. How excited are you for getting started on this?
I'm really excited. It's always a really fun time to sell the tickets, but also to watch the winner run through the store and choose everything that they want in their shopping cart. It's a really fun opportunity.
Well, Carolee, let's lay this out. How does the Emporia Rotary Club Grocery Grab work? What happens here?
Well, if you donate $10, you get a ticket for a chance to win. You can multiply your chances to win by donating more. So for $50, it'll get you 5 tickets. $100 gets you 10 tickets. The winner of the Grocery Grab raffle will have 5 minutes to grab as much as they can the morning of Saturday, the 23rd of November.
And this will be at Goods Cash Saver then?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jackie, maybe you could talk a little bit about how this event kind of got on the Rotary Club's radar and really what, it, from your perspective, has made this the signature event for the Rotary Club in the fall.
Well, Rotary always likes to raise funds for any area clubs and nonprofits. And so Grocery Grab, I think we've been doing it the last 5 or 6 years, don't quote me 100%, but it's been a fun opportunity for the public to, like she said, you spend $10, you get a ticket to run through the store and Goods Cash Saver is going to be the grocery store that will participate at. And like she said, you can do this on November 23rd, but you can buy tickets starting next week on Wednesday. Trox Gallery will be selling tickets as well as Goods Grocery Store, but Rotary ourselves will have a booth set up at Goods on November 2nd and the 9th from 9 to 1. We'll be selling tickets, and then our finalists will be drawn on the 16th, and those 6 finalists will show up at Goods Cash Saver at 6:30 in the morning, bright and early, and then one lucky little winner will be drawn and have the chance to go through the store. And like she said, they have 5 minutes to go through the store. It's really fun, and anybody can come and watch.
And that is a spectator sport. It really
I was
going to
say,
yes, anybody can come and watch.
Carolee, what is it about the Rotary Club that has gotten you connected to the club and keeps you doing things through the club?
Well, I'm actually through Bloomhouse Youth Services. We were kind of adopted by the Rotary for 3 years of this.
Yeah, so that answers the question, where do the proceeds go? And we're going to go to Bloomhouse Youth Services. So, Carolee, I bet that has you excited, doesn't it?
Very. Yeah, so the proceeds can help us to continue to provide free services to the area's homeless and runaway at-risk youth. So we provide things like art therapy, family therapy, individual therapy. We have food that we have a food pantry that people can come in and get food for their families. We provide meals for every activity, and we have an activity every day of the week. So after school or on days when there is no school, there is something happening at Bloom House. So kids can come in and, you know, hang out with other kids, have safe adults around, and just have a good time, learn some stuff, and, you know, enjoy themselves. In addition, we have a hygiene closet. So if, you know, kids come in and they need shampoo, deodorant, whatever, they can go shopping. We provide all of our services for free, case management, you know, everything we do is completely free. So things like this is how we function. People's donations is what keeps us afloat.
Jackie, what is it about the Bloom House Youth Services that made it a natural partner here for this event?
Well, just like she said, it serves a lot of youth in our community, and youth obviously need a lot of support. And what better way can we do is to stock those shelves and make sure that they're feeling safe and secure and not hungry. It's important not to be hungry. So all of the Rotary tickets, that will be sold is going to be supporting Bloom House Youth Services.
As Carolee mentioned, a lot going on, especially when there's no school. And I think this is a no school day today, too, isn't it?
It is. Yes,
yeah.
It is. No school day.
It is correct.
All right. So the Grocery Grab 2024 Emporia Rotary Club. This has become a fun tradition here in Emporia. And six finalists will gather at Goods Cash Saver on November 23rd, with one of those lucky finalists receiving an opportunity to grab a grocery cart or three. And race around the store and, pack as many groceries as they can. And how long do they get again, Jackie?
They get 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
run through
okay.
The store. Yep, and there'll be certain areas that are blocked off, but they'll know that ahead of time. And like I said, if you do want to come and watch it, more than happy to have you join us. Also, like I said, we will be selling tickets at Goods on the 2nd and the 9th from 9 to 1. There will be some flyers around town with a QR code on it, and so that's okay. An easy way for you to buy tickets as well if you see one of those flyers, and then also stopping at Trucks or Goods throughout the week. But starting next week on Wednesday, we'll be selling tickets.
Outstanding. Well, really appreciate your time, Jackie. Thanks so much, and we'll be bringing you back on here a little bit before things lock and load here for Grocery Grab.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You bet, Carolee. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Jackie Wellnitz, Emporia Rotary Club, and Carolee Conway with Bloom House Services, Youth Services, Grocery Grab, Rotary Club 2024. Tickets on sale soon, Chuck.
Tickets on sale soon. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, those are just about full for next week, but you can